Melachim Aleph, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chaf Ches. Vayvatz HaMelech Vayas Shnei Egli Zahav. Now Yeravam is deciding to build the two famous Egli Zahav. Vayemar Lehem Ravachem Eloyis Yerushalayim Hinei Elokecha Yisrael Asher Elucham Eretz Mitzrayim. So we started discussing this last week, and we brought up the obvious question: what was he thinking? What was he thinking? Right? He knows what happened when Bnei Yisrael were over the Egel Azav in the Midbar. Bnei Yisrael themselves knew what happened when they brought the Egel in the Midbar. So how's he thinking? You can just build not one but two Agalim, two golden calves, and get away with it. So the Malbim spells out the issues, the problems that he had, and that forced him to build these Egli Zahav. First of all, he couldn't exactly compete with the Beis HaMikdash that was built by Shlomo. The Beis HaMikdash that was built by Shlomo was beautiful, was gorgeous, magnanimous. If he knew that if Bnei Yisrael would go up to the Beis HaMikdash every single year, they would adopt Rechavim as their king again, right? Now he couldn't build another bais, another house that was as beautiful as the Beis HaMikdash that was built by Shlomo, right? That was obviously not an option. And furthermore, it was famous that the Shekhinah was Shaira in Yerushalayim, right? The Shekhinah is not sure anywhere else. In Har Maria. That's where the Klei Sharis are. That's where the Aron is.
How would he think that the people will believe him?
Okay, good.
All these people from before, they know what happened and everything else, and they have a Beis HaMikdash now and everything else. How can he possibly think that the people are going to believe this kind of baloney? I can understand he doesn't want to go. I bet even before he says they'll kill me, because if he went to the Beis HaMikdash as the king, he can sit, everybody else to stand. He'll have to stand. The people will see that he's not the real thing.
Right.
And he'll get rid of him altogether. He wants to, you know, do all these things.
Right.
All right, fine. How could he think that people are going to believe this? I understand what he's doing. He's doing wrong, but he wants to be king, and that's the only way he can do it.
Right.
I mean, why should the people believe him?
So, very, very good question. Very good question. We'll get to that. The Mefarshim speak about it.
How Jewish people start believe the first golden calf? This is people's people. Really.
That's true. That's what I say.
They can change anytime.
People do all kinds of things.
Yeah, but the problem. But he's asking that. I'm saying they already had experience with the Egel Azav and the Midbar, and that didn't work out too well, right? You'd be foolish to do the same mistake, the same exact mistake all over again. No?
No.
But there's a saying that says, "Fool me once, it's on me. Fool me twice. Fool me once, it's on. It's." Your problem. For me, twice is my problem.
This is
right.
There is another people. They make the same mistake. They
but they never learned history. They never learned history. They never learned Chumash.
It's the same.
Chumash.
You got
Chumash. Yeah, it says in the Chumash.
You got Reform Jews today,
all you got to do is open up Chumash by Midbar.
There is family with father very religion, and his grandfather, grandfather. He has five boys, and four of them. Very religious. Iwan know everything about history, about story, about everything, and
that's all.
It goes away.
Right? Saying it didn't sink in.
No, but there's a real situation when from religious family, some people find another way.
But in the base of Mignish, There were no statues. And he's making the statue. I mean.
Well, there were the Kruvim.
Yeah, but what did they say? What are they? They didn't call them these are your gods.
Right, but there were statues.
Yeah, but they didn't
The Malbim actually says that the reason why he built two was to be like the same idea as the Kruvim. Just like there were two Kruvim, so too he built two Egnei Zav.
No, but this is
to be like
this, his idea is simple. Yerushalayim too far. Why you need to go so far? There is another God here that's close to us.
Right. But very
this,
good.
What is directly he said? Stop going to Yerushalayim.
Yeah. So that was really. So Arkady is bringing up a very good point. So that was his. Well, that was one of his mistakes. He figured that since the Jewish people are tired of having a tough king that's hard on them, like Rechavam, like Shlomo. What were they saying? Telling Rechavam, you want to have an easier time, right? So Yerovam is now tapping into that and saying, oh, the Jews want to have an easier time. I know, I'll make it even easier for you. You don't have to go up to Yerushalayim every time, every regel. Stay where you are, right? I'll make it more convenient for you. I'll make one in Beisel, one in Dan, right? So that way it'll be more convenient for you. You don't have to trek all the way up to Yerushalayim. I'll make one over here, one over there, right? One in each area. That way you don't have to schlep so much. So he was trying to satisfy what he thought was the need of the Jewish people, which is to have an easier time, right? But that was his mistake. That was a mistake. But that's what was going through his head. He wanted to please the people. That's what he wanted to do. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam
Shehakol Nehiyeh Bidvarei. Amen. Yeah, but how can he make it an easier time? The people know they have to go to Beis HaMikdash. Oh,
right.
They know that. God told them, You go to the Beis HaMikdash and you have Yom Kippur, and they know all that there. Now he's gonna tell them you don't have to do that. That's because that's Jesus. That's what he said. We don't need all this stuff.
Right. Nope. You're right. It was a mistake. It was a mistake. Right. 100%.
Why he thought they would believe him?
It's not mistake. He knew he does something wrong. He mistake only to believe people follow him.
Okay. So that's a good question. Did he know that he was making a mistake? Or did he think he was doing the right thing?
Yes, of course he thought he was doing the right thing for him.
To keep power. No, the right thing in the eyes of Hashem. Did he think he was doing the right thing in the eyes of Hashem? That's the question.
Well, that was my question at the beginning.
I would say yes.
You would say yes.
Because you think your way. You put your tefillin on this way. Okay. I put my tefillin on this way. I don't count the first draft, and you count every turn.
Yeah, but you're both putting on tefillin.
No. Some people go today. Oh, I got the answer. I go with Pasil Techelos. The tzitzos are tied different. All of a sudden, someone comes up with a new thought, and he grabs people to think that way. And I got to follow the Ramastrifka Rebbe. I got to follow the Boston Rebbe. I daven different. I don't say this. You say this. I say no.
Yeah, but everybody's driving to the same God. He wants to daven to different God.
So?
I mean, so it's not the same thing as you're talking about.
So how come you got Reform and the Conservative and Unitarian and whatever they have?
Not everyone. He doesn't want the Jews not to.
Can you what try to do?
He doesn't want the Jews not to believe in God. He wants to keep the Jews from going over there because they won't believe in him. Yeah. He's going to make a mistake.
Once you get power, you want to keep it. You don't want to go off the... you want to keep the power. If you're president of the United States, you want to run for the second term. You don't want to just be one-term president.
You're going with the president of the United States. We learned all the way back in the fall, you keep forgetting, when the Jews wanted a king, he didn't want to give them the king. Because we don't want to, we're not giving you a king that you want.
What you said is right.
We
people are people and that's
what Hashem wants. Okay.
Everyone's looking for something new.
There's nothing else in the thing here. Now,
but Hashem wanted Yerovam to be king. Right? There was an avuah from a Chiyasi like that Yerovam should be king.
But he wants to be king. Why? Because he thought he. People should believe he's king. The whole.
How many people followed him?
I don't know. These people were doing the right thing until Shlomo passed away. Now they have to have a new king.
Fake gods. Fake ideas. Fake idea.
And
Hitler also fake idea.
You don't know the Jewish history. This king. He doesn't know what happened.
Doesn't make any difference. I told you last week, you got cousins that
don't do anything.
No, but you got some that do, some that don't.
There's one thing he believes people stop going to Jerusalem because it's convenient to stay here. But the ones that don't believe.
They don't say that this is God. Nobody says this is God.
Believes this God.
They don't want to be religious. They don't want to. So they don't.
You're saying he knew that he was making a mistake.
You don't have to do this.
He did not mistake. He did it for purpose.
He knew he was going against Hashem.
Yeah, but because this is statement from king to say this is your God.
Okay.
It means. In Jerusalem, you go wrong, God. This is real God's here.
Okay. Okay, I hear what you're saying.
It's convenient, because this is what they are.
Okay. I hear what you're saying.
This is directly what I read.
I hear what you're saying. However, the Radak points out that he actually thought he was doing the will of Hashem. Why?
Who said?
That he was doing the will of Hashem.
Who said?
The Radak.
A Radak, this is... Who's Radak?
The Radak?
One of the Farshim.
He's one of the Farshim. What's his full name? I forgot his full name. You never heard the Radak?
No, but I'm not surprised. Not
he's right over here.
I heard about Radak.
Radak?
Radak,
yeah.
Now you got him. I'll find out his name. I forgot his full name. Anyway, the Radak points out, he says, that just like Hashem, Yerovam thought, just like Hashem took away the Melucha from the household of David, from Beis David, so too, that means, that's an indicator that Hashem does not want the Melucha, the kingship, to be in Yerushalayim at all. That's it. Hashem left Beis David, he left Yerushalayim, and now it's up to him, Yerovam, to establish a new place for the Shekhinah.
What?
Right?
So how could he say God wants the base and make it someplace else? Where did he get that idea from?
Because he saw that Hashem left Beis David. That's it. Hashem obviously does not want Beis David to be king anymore. Right? Doesn't want the household of David to be king.
All right, he doesn't want me to be king, but that's
an indicator that he does not want the Shekhinah to be in Yerushalayim either. Because Yerushalayim symbol is the symbol of Beis David. Beis David belongs in Yerushalayim. Right? So if he left Beis David, it must be that he left Yerushalayim as well. That's what he understood. So now that he needs to come up with a new method of appointing, of bringing the Shekhinah in a different place than Eretz Yisrael, what does he do? He refers back to the Egel that was done in the Midbar. Just like in the Midbar, Aaron, what did Aaron do? Aaron built an egel, he built a golden calf, when Moshe Rabbeinu left them. Right? So Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't there. So Aaron built an egel, right? And what he said,
tomorrow.
Yeah. He built an egel to be Mashar the Shechina. Right? Just like, because Moshe wasn't there, so Aaron came along and built an egel to bring down the Shechina. Right? So too, said Yeravim to himself, I'm going to go ahead and do the same thing Aaron did. Just like Aaron built an egel when Moshe wasn't there, so now, since Beis David is gone, they're left, their ancient history, now I'm going to do the same thing Aaron did, and I'm going to bring down the Shechina in a different place in Eretz Yisrael.
It means he's about new God,
I don't know.
A new place
for the Shechina, exactly.
It says over here, he brings down that, it says, this thing became a sin, and next thing, why? Whereas originally, the Rabban had no intention of worshiping these things. Okay? That's it.
Okay. So there is a Shita. We mentioned this last week.
Another God here.
That's another. All the Mefarshim say what you're saying, right? I'm telling you what the Radak says, right? All the Mefarshim, like the Ri says exactly that. The Ri says, no, we had no intention there are a few pshatim. First, the Radak that we mentioned. Then the Reed that we mentioned last week, that really had no intention at all to make this into an Avodah Zarah. It was just the symbol of Shevet Yosef. Shevet Yosef is B'char Shoyroi Hodar Loi. Right? The symbol of Shevet Yosef, the icon of Yosef, is a bull. And the reason why he made two was one for Manasseh and one for Ephraim. Right, so really had no intention of making this into an Avodah Zarah. The Malbim, however, disagrees with that strongly, because first of all, it says in Divrei Hayamim, "V'imachim egle zav asher osa lachem Yeravam le'elohim." Right, Yeravam made it as a god, not just as a symbol to Shevet Yosef. So clearly, it was made as a god. And furthermore, he proved that it was actually a god because, remember, Yeravam has a long history in Mitzrayim. He lived in Mitzrayim for many years. So he's imitating everything the Mitzrayim did for their god. The Mitzrayim, we'll see later, Yeravam made instead of making the holiday, the Chag, during Sukkot or during Pesach, what did he do? He made it B'chodesh HaShemini, in the eighth month.
Months later.
Right? A month later. Yeah? Why? Because that's exactly what they did in Egypt. In Egypt also, they had two gods, and they worshipped him in the eighth month. So he's really imitating everything they did in Mitzrayim. Right? He brings down over here that they had two gods. One was in the capital called Memphis. I don't think it was Memphis, Tennessee. Must have been a different Memphis, Egypt.
It's on the Nile.
On the Nile, okay. And the second one was in the city called Heli Palace. And, so basically speaks out everything they did in Mitzrayim to worship their gods. And how, since in the eighth month this god supposedly died, that's why they worshipped him. and he speaks out what we mentioned before, hi Victor, that everything that this was done, again, as to imitate the Kruvim. Just like the Kruvim were two, so too he made two Agalim. And the idea of making the shape of a calf or of a bull was an idea of imitating the different animals that were in the Maisa Merkava, in the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
There's a big difference here. Aaron did not make the thing. It appeared. It came out by itself. Here, it didn't appear. Here, he's making it. He is making it with his hands. He's getting guys making it think. Aaron didn't do no such thing. It appeared.
No, there are differences. You're right. There are differences. But that's how the Radak learns. How the Radak learns. Right? Yeah, so now the Malbim speaks out exactly what was going through his head and where exactly he went wrong. So first of all, his first mistake was, as we mentioned before, he thought the Jews want to have an easier time, just like they didn't want Shlomo as a king and Rechavim as a king, because they were too hard on the Jews, they were too tough. And therefore, he's trying to make it an easier time for them. Therefore, he built these two calves, two agalim, one in Dan and one in, excuse me, and one in Beis El. But his mistake was that no, the Jews didn't want a tough king, but they still were very willing and capable of being over the Hashem, worshiping Hashem, even if it's difficult, even if it's hard. So what ended up happening was that you would have people all the way from Be'er Sheva, which is the most southern place in Eretz Yisrael, going all the way to the furthest place possible, all the way to the north, all the way to Dan. Right? It says when it talks about the borders of Israel, it says Midan that Be'er Sheva. You have Dan on one end on the north, and Be'er Sheva on the other end on the south.
So that's
the furthest point. Which means that you have people from Be'er Sheva that were traveling not to Yerushalayim, which is relatively close,
all the
way to the north. Right. Why? Because they wanted to show how dedicated they were to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They thought they were being Oved Hashem. But later on, it turned out, to their dismay, that they were really worshipping idols. So that's one of the terrible things that Yerubim did to the Jewish people, is that he caused them to show how dedicated they were, not to Hashem, rather to idols. Right? Now, again, the Jewish people thought they were worshipping Hashem. They had no idea. But Yerubim caused them to worship idols, which was a very, very big mistake. Now, In the beginning, he didn't have any kind of ceremony, or didn't have kohanim, didn't have priests that were in these two areas.
Well, he wanted to do the same thing they did in the base of Midrash. They wanted to do it in his place. He's talking about how you going to do all those kabbalas you're supposed to do.
So you'll see, he didn't want to do anything, because he wanted to make it easier. Right? Forget it, just come once a year, whatever, make it easy for you, you know, it's local, it's convenient for you to get to, we're not going to have all these, you know, these difficult ceremonies, we're just going to have an easy time. That's what he thought initially. But then when he realized that the Jewish people are so dedicated, they're really traveling from far away to come all the way to these calves, to these eglis of, then he realized how the Jewish people are really willing to work hard. And so he was forced to basically make up these ceremonies. And he started having kohanim, priests, that were not from Shevet Levi. And that we'll see in the coming psukim. So let's see. Pasuk Chav Tes. V'yosem esayechad b'vizel, v'esayechad nosan b'don. So he put one in Beisel, one in Don. V'yi adavar azeh l'chatos. And this end up being a very terrible sin for the Jewish people. Why? Because the Jewish people were showing how dedicated they were to this idol. They had no idea it was an idol, but it was an idol. And they came all the way from Be'er Sheva, from far away, all the way to Dan.
What happened in the Midbar, the people didn't believe in that. That's only the Erev Rav believed in it, and they didn't stop them. The people didn't believe that. What was a sin was that they didn't stop some of the people, and they got into it. Here, it's starting a new religion here.
First of all, it was the Arab rabbi who started it. The Arab rabbi started it, and then later on, the Jewish people were kind of dragged along.
Mixed up with them.
Kind of dragged along. But you're right. It seems like a whole new religion that they're starting over here. But again, you have to remember, Yeravim was the king. And he now initiated, listen, we're having a new set of orders. Obviously, Hashem does not, we're having, first of all, a new king, which is not from Beis David, which is a new thing anyway. And so, while everything is changing, he figured he can change other things as well, and take away the avodah, the worship of Hashem from Yerushalayim, and place it elsewhere.
He's becoming a king like other kings, which Hashem didn't want in the first place.
That's true. That is true.
All right?
Yeah.
So, how do the people get sucked into this? That's what I call them to say that. They didn't know what was going on. They didn't know that... It comes out, he's against him because he was the soldier that did everything. The other one, bad. It's different than the other place. He's really saying, I can do what I want to do. I'm like, I don't have to listen to Hashem. That's what he's saying. I'll do what I want to do. How do you get people get sucked into this? And that's what happens afterwards. These people think it was going to be, he told them it will be easier, you'll come, and they got worse. They got so into it the wrong way that.
Yeah, no, you're right, I hear.
But isn't this, I started reading, his project is, his Lubavitch Kiev project was now it looks like people...
When people rebel...
Going to the new sacrifice places... And stop going to Yerushalayim? No.
When people rebel or have an argument with someone, they change their mind. They built a base of Migdosh. I mentioned it last week. They built a base of Migdosh in Egypt called Beis Honya. Honya was a son or a grandson of Shimon HaTzadik. They had Karbonos there. They did everything. And it happened. Not that, later on, but they built a base of Migdash there.
They built a base, wasn't Migdash.
They did Karbonos.
Who called them?
Huh?
Who told them to make Karbonos over there? Who told them? When the Hashem came down to the people?
People had an argument. They went off. They didn't like this shul. I'll go to the other shul. That's what happens. That's part of life. You got your mind closed to your way of thinking, and nothing else happens.
There was a reason they did that. What was their reason for it? What did they think they were doing? Who told them to make a Karbonos?
They were following Yeravim blindly.
That's
right. That was the mistake. They followed everything Yeravim told them. So now, in the beginning, Yeravim did not want to set Kohanim. But later on, when he saw how dedicated the Jews were, then he was forced to make up the soul ceremony. So what did he do? Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Vayas is based Bamos. Vayas Kohanim Miktzoy Sa'am. He assembled Kohanim not from the tribe of Levi. No.
Right.
Rather, from other...
He wants.
Yeah, from other tribes. Yeah, sure. Lo yhoim ben Levi. So the album brings down a few reasons why he did not appoint Kohanim from the Shevet of Levi. First of all, he did not want it to be too similar to the Avodah and Beis HaMikdash. Because if it was too similar, people would say, why are we doing this? We should just go to the Beis HaMikdash and, go to the original. But he wanted it to be different. He wanted it to be a whole new thing.
That's all.
Yeah, right, so.
Yeah, he didn't want there to be too much, similarities. Therefore, he didn't want Kohanim from the tribe of Levi. And secondly, the tribe of Levi all went up to Yerushalayim. And third and last reason is because he figured if the Kohanim remain in their position, then their position of importance, people will follow them to Yerushalayim. And once they follow them to Yerushalayim, then he's stuck. Because then they're gonna go follow Rechavim again and leave him.
Yeah, but it just, you know, don't they know that they were punished by staying 40 years there in the Midbar because they did that? Why does he think it won't happen? That's what's going to happen here too. Why do you think it wouldn't happen? He's got to think that this here, oh, I'll do the same. It's not so bad. Yeah, but Hashem, they got rid of the whole bunch of them. They all died out.
What you thinking?
I mean, I don't know. These people we're talking about didn't know the Torah. They knew.
Why do you say they knew? You think everyone is smart?
What are you talking about, an idiot? What are you talking like an idiot for?
Why?
Everyone is smart. These people had the Torah. They read the Torah every week.
So what?
What do you mean, so what?
You get other people today
are
the same thing.
What you have, you can have what? You can have what? Why do you believe in anything? Why do we believe in the Torah?
Okay, so let's try to finish the parak before Mariv. Suppose the Golan base continues. Vayas Yeravim Chag B'Chodesh Hashmini, V'Chamish Osar Yom L'Chodesh Chag Asher B'Yudah, V'Yal Mizbeach Ken Osar B'Veisel L'Zebech L'Golan Mishar Osa, V'Hemid B'Veisel Es Kohyani Abom Es Asher Osa. So now, he's starting the new Chag when? In the 15th of the Chodesh Hashmini, the 8th month. Again, this is very similar to the same way they would worship the Chag, they would worship their gods in Mitzrayim, which was where he saw it from originally. Yeah, so now, Vayal El HaMizbeach, so he himself, first of all, he had Kohanim to do the main service, but to bring the main carbon, he himself went onto the Mizbeach. Why? Because he wanted to be, in that way, it actually was similar to the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Just like in the Beis HaMikdash, there was the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, who did the main Avodah. He went to the Kodesh HaKodashim, the Holy of Holies, and Yom Kippur. So too, he was now assuming that same position, and he was now the position of the Kohen Gadol, so to speak, the highest position possible, to give himself a lot of importance.
It wasn't good enough to be the king.
Yeah, it wasn't good enough to be the king. He had to show that all the Avodah was surrounding him. Right, it wasn't just that, you know, you're being Oyed Hashem. He's got to be the center of things, because again, where is this coming from? Right, this whole idea of making these Egli Zav is coming from the fear that they're going to follow Rehoboam, right, the other king. So now he's got to show that he's the center. He's the real king, right? So that's why he's got to be the one to assume that position. To assume that main position of the just like the Kohen Gadol on the Beis HaMikdash, he's now taking that position. Pasuk Lamed Gimel, one last pasuk before Mariv. Vayal al mizbeach asher osa b'veisel b'chamisha asar yoyim b'chodesh hashmini b'chodesh shabbado b'liboy. Again, the pasuk is pointing out that he just made this up. It has no source at all in Yiddishkeit, but he made it up. That's got to be in the 15th day of the Chodesh Hashmini, the 8th month, which is again the same thing they used to do in Mitzrayim. V'yas chag livnei Yisrael v'yal al mizbeach lehakdir. Right. So again, he himself made himself into a god, and he was the one to go up to the mizbeach. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll continue Pasuk Parakid Gimel next week.